这是上个星期的经文。
Wrong slide. That's last week's slide.
我们一起看约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
今天我们来用起应的方式来看这一段经文。
We will read it in a responsive manner.
那么如果你用英文就用英文，你用什么版本用什么版本。
Use whatever versions you have.
不，我们念的时候，我们大家也听旁边的声音，我们用整齐的声音跟清楚的声音来把耶稣的这段祷告念出来。
And as we read Jesus' prayer, let's read it clearly, and at the same time listen to what the other people are reading too.
Are you ready? 那一些用电子版的，你找到了吗？耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
For you granted him authority over all people, that he may give eternal life to all those you have given him.
你们学我的方式读好吗？然后大家也听旁边的，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。主耶稣求福。对不起，第四节。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours.You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me.
我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求。却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的。
All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled.
现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them.For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。没了，就念到这里，就念到这里。这是主耶稣基督在世上最后一次的这个这么长的这个讲话。
This is the last speech that Jesus made on earth that is so long.
虽然他在十字架上也有讲了一些话。
Of course, he spoke some words on the cross.
那么，但是这里这一段呢，是可以说他死之前透露最多事情、讲最多事情的一段话。
But this speech is something that he has revealed the most before his death.
那么这一章有很出名的一个名称，叫做大祭司的祷告。
And there's a great title for this passage. It's called the priestly prayer.
但是今天我要跟大家从约翰福音的呈现的这个方式来听。耶稣这一段话。
But today we want to listen to the prayer of Jesus through the way it is presented in the Gospel of John.
约翰带领我们跟耶稣经过一连串的事情。
John has taken us through a number of events with Jesus.
上个星期我已经说了，我们也用这样的一个方式来经过，然后来看。
And so last week I spoke about going through this process and seeing these events.
然后在这个过程里面，我们就会感受到上帝透过约翰福音要我们看跟要我们感受的。
And through this experience, we will get to feel what John wants us to see and to experience.
那今天我们来到耶稣人生最后的一个时刻。
And so we come to this moment of the last stage of Jesus' life.
就是说他要死了。
In other words, he is going to die.
你想象我们如果也是走到人生最后的一段时刻。
Can you imagine if you're at the last moment of your life?
加尔文在他死之前的一个月。
One month before John Calvin's death.
就是这个1564年4月28号的时候。
1564, in May.
为什么我会记得这个号码
？Why would I remember this?
因为下个月4月27呢，我就卸任。
Oh, because April 27 is when our senior pastor will step down.
然后几百年前的4月28号那一天。
And so many years, centuries ago, on April 28.
也就是加尔文死之前的一个月。
Just one month before the death of John Calvin.
他已经很虚弱了。
He was very weak.
他把他所有的同工招到他的这个床前。
He called all his workers to his bedside.
然后跟他们讲了一段话。
And he said something to them.
你想象是在这样一种的状况里面。
Can you imagine that it's in such a scenario?
一个人要死了。
Someone is going to die.
然后他就向人说话。
And he said some things to people.
那这里耶稣是很特别，他是向父上帝祷告。
Jesus is very unique because he prays to the Father.
但是你说他祷告的这一段话的目的是什么
？But you ask, what is the purpose of his prayer?
或者我们是怎么样看他这一段话
？How should we view his speech?
那么在还没有看他的内容之前
，Prior to looking at the contents，
既然我们是说我们要从耶稣的人生最后一个阶段来看他这样的一件事
，Since we say we're trying to look at Jesus from the last moments of his life，
我请大家反映一下。
Please reflect.
就用你的印象或者感觉都可以。
Use your feeling, use your impression.
请你帮我回答接下来这几个问题。
Help me to answer these few questions.
什么人觉得耶稣活得没有意义的
？How many of you feel that Jesus has lived without any significance?
到了这样的一个地步。
At this stage.
就是准备要给人家害死了。
That is, he is almost going to die.
举手。
You can put out your hands.
谁觉得耶稣这样子活到这里没有什么意思的？举手。
Felt that Jesus lived a life to now and is without meaning.
你们不举手是指不同意是吗
？If you do not put out hands, it signifies that you don't agree.
还是你不敢举手说耶稣没有意义？
Or、
你不敢讲，因为在教会哪里可以讲耶稣没有意义？
Or、
我跟你说，我第一个举手。
I'm the first one to put out my hand.
还有吗？还有谁吗？来，你心里有这种感觉的，你敢的，牧师都敢举了。来，还有吗
？We had this feeling that Jesus lived without meaning.
Okay. 那另外一个问题就是，什么人觉得耶稣活得很有意义的，请你举手。
On the other hand, who felt that Jesus lived very meaningfully?
也不举手。
No hands.
也不举手。后面有人举手，谢谢。
Someone put up her hand.
我觉得耶稣活到这样一个地步，真的没有什么意思。
I personally feel that, you know, when Jesus lived to such a stage, there's not much meaning.
哪里不是呢？你说他到这个时候，他祷告的时候，他成就了什么
？You see, at this stage, when he prayed, what has he accomplished?
我们都是在讲说，希望我死的时候，在我的墓碑，我刻上些什么东西。
Often we say that today, when we die on our tombstone, we want to engrave something.
就是说我回过头来看我这一生，我成就了什么，我做到什么。
When I look back at my life, I want to see what I have accomplished.
你说耶稣到这个时候他成就什么
？What about Jesus at this point of his life? What has he accomplished?
他只剩下十二个人。
He only has 12 disciples.
他之前所做的都没有什么效果。
Everything that's done in the past is without effect.
他现在只有十二个人。
And now only 12 followers.
然后这十二个人接下来呢，有一个会卖他。
Out of the 12, one will betray him.
有一个呢会不认他。
One will deny him.
然后有一个呢在那边想说，我可以不可以做老大
？And one will be thinking, can I be the boss?
那么另外还有九个没出声的。
And the other nine were speechless.
我告诉你，是因为他们都 blur 到完。
Because they were blur.
他们都不知道自己在跟这一个人是谁。
They were at a loss. Who is this person they were following?
我请大家读圣经的时候要进入情况。
So as you read the Bible, let's enter into the situation.
因为上帝也是真实的进入时空间里面，在体会这些事的。
Because God Himself entered time and space to experience this.
你不要说牧师不可能的，因为呢，他死呢很有意思的，他救很多人，他就使到我们得永生。
So please do not say, Reverend, it's not so. Jesus has a lot of meaning in His life because when He dies, He saves so many people.
这样的一个讲法
，such a way of interpretation，
是要有很多其他的事情掺进来才能够讲的。
Requires a lot of things to come in for you to say like this。
如果作为一个拿撒勒人，耶稣作为一个犹太人
，as a Jew, as a Nazarene, Jesus as a person，
他一生说他要做成什么事情
？Has he said anything that he will accomplish in his life？
他也做了。
What he has said,
但是到最后，他就是只有这十二个在一起。
Yet at the end, there were only these 12 with him.
然后这里面呢，那种情况真的是不是很理想。
And it wasn't a very a good situation amongst them.
我希望我们大家真实的、认真的去体会这样事情。
I hope we can actually and realistically experience this.
这也是耶稣在面对的。
This is what Jesus is facing.
这也是耶稣作为一个跟你我一样的人，走到人生到这个地步，真的是就落的这种光景而已。
It is how Jesus came to a point of his life like this, when he experienced life the way you and I experience.
我们要学习看到说，贵为至高的这个上帝也在我们当中，像我们一样。
We must be able to perceive that this God who is so honorable, and yet he comes to a stage that we.
他按照我们世俗的这个价值观的这个所谓成功跟失败，他是彻底的失败。
If according to the secular world of success and failure, then he is an utter failure.
所以刚才你们不举手，其实是你们违背你们自己。
So if you did not put out your hands, maybe you are denying yourself.
因为今天我们从社会上的角度来讲，我们难道不会定说这样一个人是失败的一生吗？
Because from the perspective of the world, would we not say that a person like that is a total failure?
你说不，他因为他带来救赎，那个是有另外很多其他东西加进来可以讲，还可以讲的。
Even if you say that no, Jesus accomplished salvation, but that is something later on.
难道你不是这样看你自己？难道你不是这样看别人吗？
Isn't this the way you look at yourself and the way you perceive others?
你说你今天你活到今天，你从你的所谓成就。你怎么看你自己？
If you live to such a stage in your life and you look at the accomplishments you've done, how do you perceive yourself?
什么样的人说自己是成功的？
Which kind of person would say that they are very successful?
我请你现在你自己问问你自己。
Ask yourself this.
什么人说你现在是彻彻底底失败的？
Who will say that they are a total failure right now?
什么人说你知道你到现在为止你都不知道自己要做什么的？
Who at this stage of life say I don't even know what I want to do?
你自己想想看。
Think about this.
然后你再想一想，你用什么东西来衡量说你是成功，你是失败，你现在呢是迷失的。
And think, what do you use to measure in what way you are a success or a failure or a loss?
然后你用同样的你去看主耶稣。
And with the same yardstick, look at Jesus.
他难道不是失败的吗？
Isn't he so called a failure?
他难道不是在面对一群真的是不知道自己要在做什么的人吗？
Isn't he facing a group of people who were at a loss at what they had to do?
他十二个人都没有办法带好。
He couldn't even lead these 12 people properly.
他在这一生里头都没有办法处理好十二个人。
He couldn't manage even 12 people.
难道不是失败吗？
Isn't he a failure?
难道你不是自己觉得说，我到目前为止我还是不能够做到，我到目前也不过是这样，我是失败的。
Don't you feel same way? You say that at this stage I can't even manage certain things.
你正在自己这样子的在衡量你自己。
Are you valuing yourself in this way?
但是来到耶稣身上你不敢。
But when you apply onto Jesus, you don't dare.
因为你在教会里面被教导。
Because in church, this is the way we were taught.
你有很多这个标准答案。
We had many modern answers.
或者是 politically correct and answer, 政治正确的这个答案。
Politically correct answers.
以至于我们觉得说这个上帝跟我真的是没什么关系。
To the extent that we say, you know, this God has really no connection or relationship with me.
但是今天你开始看到，你开始承认，你开始敢讲说耶稣是失败的时候。
But when you're able to see and you're able to acknowledge it, maybe Jesus is a failure.
开始会感受到这个上帝跟我们有关了。
You may be able to feel that this Jesus is connected to me.
而这个上帝呢，对我们不但是有关，而且是最根本、是最重要的一个关联。
And not only related to us, but fundamentally connected to us.
然后现在我们来看耶稣自己怎么样评估他自己。
Now let us look at how Jesus evaluate himself.
你发现到说他讲大话。
Jesus has spoken very big words.
你觉得他这样的评估自己对吗？
Look at Jesus, is he correct in the way he evaluate himself?
尤其这边我们做经理、做人事部的。
Today there are many managers here and high management.
或者是非专业的，你总抱着许多的这个理想的这个人。
Or those are non-professionals who had very high ideals.
我们来看，他说：“父啊，时候到了。”
He said, "Oh, Father, your time has come."
然后他说：“愿你荣耀你儿子。”
Glorify your son.
你一事都无成，要我荣耀你。
Father said, "What? You have accomplished nothing. How can I glorify you?"
然后第四节他这样总结说：“我在地上已经荣耀你了，你所托付我的事我做成了。”
In verse 4 he says, "I have brought you glory on the earth by completing everything you asked me to do."
是你做成了。
Yes, you have accomplished that.
但是照我们今天的这一个世俗的价值观说，没有效果。
But according to our secular standards, then we would say that it's not effective.
Not effective. You are efficient, but not effective. 这个我们最流行的在 management 里面讲。
Very popular slogan in management.
你都把很多重要的事，你都有去做事。
There are many important things that you have done.
是了，我从这个约翰福音第一章看到这里，你做了很多事。
Yes, I read from John chapter 1 all the way to here. I see that Jesus have done many things.
不过没有效果。
But it wasn't effective.
但是他自己，他却说：“我已经荣耀你了。”
Yet Jesus says, "I have already glorified you."
你说上帝可以接受这样的一个评估吗？
Can God accept such evaluation?
你可以接受吗？
Could you?
那么上帝如果接受的话，
And if God accepts,
那对我们来说什么意思呢？
What significance is that of to us?
我们想想耶稣做了什么事，根据约翰福音的。
Let's reflect back what Jesus has done according to John.
最早的时候水变酒。
The first miracle he did to change the water to wine.
那么约翰说显出荣耀来。
And John said that revealed the glory of God.
然后他这个给五千人这个吃饱。
And then he fed 5,000 people.
他显出了他很不一样的，他是生命。
And he revealed that he is life.
然后他叫这个瞎眼的看见，生来瞎眼的都看见。
And he called someone who was born blind to receive his sight.
原来他是叫人能够看到光的。
And we say, oh, he's someone who allows people to see light.
然后他也使人呢这个从死里复活。
And he brought back people from the dead.
然后他说他是生命。
And then he says, I am the life.
这几件都是在十二章以前主耶稣做的。
All these things were done before or prior to.John chapter 12.
但是做完了。
And then after all this,
这个时候
at this time,
只有十二个人。
There were only 12.
再也没有任何其他的果效。
No other effects.
那我们也会安慰我们自己说，最重要的是你已经尽了责任。
Maybe we console ourselves, okay, as long as you've tried hard.
所以有人就说，我们不应该这样子衡量他，对他不公平。他已经做尽他应该他做的了。
So we say, let's not evaluate like this. It's unfair. He has done his best and he's done his part.
那么那一些有一些更加进步一点说，我人能够做的我做了，剩下的是交给上帝了。
And those more enlightened will say, I've done all that I can. Everything else will leave it to God.
但是有一些说没有效果就是没有效果。
But some will say, if there's no effect, then it's not effective.
你要重新想一下为什么你没有效果。
Then you have to reconsider why is it that you are not effective.
你接下来你活的方式跟你这个处理事情的方式，你要从要什么达到什么果效呢？从那边再想回来，然后呢设计一步一步达到那边。
You need to look ahead and then see what is something that you want to accomplish or what goals you want to achieve, in the near future, and you look backwards and see how should you take steps towards achieving that.
这些都是很好。
All these are very good.
而这些都是有它的道理。
And they all have the truths.
而我们也看到说，在我们的现实生活里面，他们都帮助我们呢达到好的作用。
And we see that in our practical living, they do help us accomplish something very good.
那么，比方另外还说，我们要有这个意向。
And some people say we should have vision.
那么耶稣是很清楚，他一开始就知道他的意向是什么。
Jesus is very clear right at the onset what his vision is.
其实他的意向就是大到他讲出来的时候呢，听的人呢都觉得有点不可思议。
His vision is of such a great magnitude that when he speak to people about it, they couldn't imagine it.
但是不管怎么样
，But no matter what，
这个时候你看他好像一事无成。
At this point of his life, it seems as if he has accomplished nothing.
怎么办
？So how？
就好像我们这样
，Just like us，
是不是？我们不懂得用刚才我所提的那其中的那些很重要的这个处理方式。
Is it because we do not know how to employ some of these many strategies?
那么再话说回来，如果我们用了那一些方式
，On the other hand, if we adopted those strategies,
那么是不是就一定就是叫做成功呢
？Does it necessarily imply that that is success?
我们又用什么衡量成功呢
？How else then do we measure success?
那我们今天，我们需要把这两件事情把它当作是对立的吗
？And do we need to see these two things as opposing to each other？
就是说，一种就是说我不管结果，只要我在过程的当中我做对，我尽上我一切的。
So on one hand, there's this group that say I do not care about the end result as long as I've done my best in the process.
另外一种说不，你一定要很明确的知道你要到什么，然后你一定呢用尽了跟这个办法呢去达到。
And the other group says, no, you've got to be very clear about your goal, and then you need to use all means to achieve that goal.
今天我们用我们这些想法，我们用在耶稣的这个身上。
So if you use these thinkings and we apply it to Jesus' life,
你说我们要怎么样来衡量耶稣？
You ask, how can we evaluate Jesus?
那么耶稣自己本身的那一种看法，
And what about Jesus himself? How does he see it?
是跟我们的有矛盾吗
？Is the Jesus perspective contradictory to ours？
还是说他是这个扩大我们的，甚至呢把我们的呢带到一个更圆满的一个地步
？Or is Jesus trying to expand our view so that we could be more complete？
我觉得耶稣的是帮助我们可以达到一个更圆满的地步。
I feel that Jesus is trying to help us to reach a stage where it can be more ideal。
不然我们两个这个 school of thought 永远呢在那边争论不休。
Otherwise, these two school of thoughts will be always arguing with each other.
一个就是说我尽上本分，我在过程里面我只要做对事情就好了。
One said, I've done my best through the process.
因为呢，结果不是我可以控制的。
Because the end result is beyond my control.
一个说不，你一定要很清楚结果是什么，你再回来从这里呢设计大到那一个。
The other one says, no, you have to know for sure what is the end result, and then you design your strategies to achieve that.
那么我们永远是不是一定要在这两个之间呢
？Do we always have to be between these two？
那么我们能不能够把这两个这个融合在这个里面
？Can we combine or synergize these two？
就只有耶稣能够帮我们。
Jesus can help us with that.
耶稣就是其实把这两件事情融在一起的。
He has combined these two together.
但是要有这样的一个这样的一个角度跟这样的一个事情
But in order to achieve this
我们要小心重新再读耶稣这段的这个祷告
We need to carefully read through Jesus' prayer again
他在里面他讲了一些我们听起来觉得有时候好像没有什么关系的
He has said something that when we first listen we may feel that it is of no relation to us
但是偏偏就是这些看起来没有关系的他才是最重要的
But it is precisely these unrelated things that are the most significant.
就是耶稣在这祷告里面，他说他是谁。
For example, in this prayer, he says he mentions who he is.
他说他跟父上帝本来就是一起是荣耀的。
He said he is with the Father at the beginning, and they were glory.
那么同时他也这里讲到说我们是谁。
And he mentioned who we are.
他说我们本来就是属于上帝的。
He said we originally belong to God.
那么他又怎么样在世界上活呢
And he mentions how he lived on earth.
他说他是分别为圣
He said he sanctified or he set apart himself.
那么他不跟着世界
He did not follow the ways of the world.
但是他不跟着世界他也不是来对抗世界
But But although he did not follow the ways of the world, he did not oppose the ways of the world.
他说我很愿意被父差到世界来。
He said, I am gladly to be sent by the Father to the world.
然后他也跟父上帝讲说，求你让我的门徒不属于世界，不过呢，在世界。
He says, please enable my disciples not to be of the world, but in the world.
你看他说，这种不是这样，就是那样。
You see, this is a perspective of neither this nor that.
但是有时候呢，又要同时这样，要同时是那样。
But at the same time, it's this and that.
所以这个就帮助我们去来克服我们的这个困难。
So this will help us to overcome some problems we face.
当主耶稣能够很清楚知道他是谁的时候
，When Jesus can know for sure who he is.
他说：“我本来就是跟你一样享受呀，享那个荣耀的。”
He said, "I had enjoyed the glory that I had with you."
所以我在地上做什么，不来的这个做错做的，不会来影响我本来是谁的。
So whatever I do on earth will not affect who I really am.
我不是以我做什么来说我是谁，或者说我是不是一个成功的人。
I'm not using what I do or what I accomplish to evaluate whether I am a successful person.
我本来就是一个尊贵的，跟你一样尊贵的。
At the fundamental, originally, I am with you and I am glorified with you.
然后他说我们也是。
And Jesus says, so are we.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友。
And so brothers and sisters, friends.
今天我们的问题就在这里。
Our problems arise from here.
我们没有办法定位，很清楚的定位我们是谁。
We have problems defining clearly who we are.
当我们不愿意让上帝跟从上帝的角度定位我们是谁的时候
，When we are unwilling to let God define who we are.
我不管你信不信基督教
，Regardless of whether you are a believer of Christianity.
我没有兴趣你信基督教或者不信基督教
，Not interested whether you believe in Christianity or not.
我是讲上帝
，I'm talking about God.
上帝告诉我们是谁
，God tells us who we are.
当我们拒绝这件事情的时候
When we reject this,
我们自己重新要在这个世界里面去找跟去用那种衡量说我是谁
And when we reject that and we try to seek from the world a way of evaluating who we are
然后我说我是成功的
And then we say I am successful
因为呢是我有达到这样
Because I've done this, this, this
我是失败的
On the other hand, I am a failure
因为我没有做到这样
Because I have not done that, that, that.
所以我们就由我们自己所定义的，然后就衡量我们自己。
So we have allowed how the world define who we are.
这样我们就会说，我因为我没有达到目标，所以我没有我不是这个算是什么。
And so because I have not accomplished certain targets, then I count for nothing.
但是我们要安慰我们自己，我们不要说。只有一种的衡量法说叫成功那告诉其他人都是失败者这个太伤害人了所以我们安慰我们的孩子说 As long as you have put your efforts girl, boy 孩子你是很棒的
But then at the same time we also want to console ourselves or our children you know, those around us and so we have a different yardstick to tell them well, as long as you've done your best this is okay
这个还不错有点补救
It is still able to remedy somewhat.
但是如果我们重新回到上帝的面前
But when we go back to God again,
他说我们本来就是他的
He said at the fundamental level, actually we belong to him.
而且我们是尊贵的
And we are glorified.
因为耶稣把我们重新带回属于上帝
Because of Jesus, he brought us back again to God.
他说求你使他们合而为一
He said, Father, let them be one.
像我们一样。
Just as you and I are one.
就是说，耶稣使到我们重新回到我们本来应该是的那样的一种的身份、地位、意义。
In other words, Jesus restored us back to the identity or the value that we were at.
我们竟然跟上帝是合一的。
We are with God as one.
也就是说，我们既然就是跟上帝一样尊贵了。
In other words, we are as glorified as God is.
这就解决了我们是谁的问题了。
And that will solve the issue of who we are.
我们就不愿意，也不再让任何其他的事情跟其他的方式来定义我们是谁。
And therefore, we refuse to let anything else define who we are.
就正如耶稣从来也不以世上任何的东西定义他是谁。
Just as Jesus never allowed anything on earth to define who he is.
所以他不说他失败了。
So he never says that he failed.
在十字架上他可以说成了。
On the cross he actually said it is done.
他也不是说因为呢我已经尽上本分，我在整个过程我已经做足了。
Nor did he say that I have done all my best through the process.
他也不是因为这样子。
It's not that.
他也不是因为说你等着瞧，这个我复活之后，接下来就有果效了。
Nor did he say you just wait because when I resurrect, then the effects will come out.
也不是。
Neither of this.
而是他作为上帝的儿子。
Rather, as a son of God.
以及他被差派来。
As a son sent by the Father.
这样的一个身份意义。
This significance and this identity.
他每天都照着这样的一个身份意义在做他的事情。
Every day he lived according to this identity and this significance.
他每天也照着这个身份意义呢，等他做的事情看到那个效果。
And every day he lived according to this significance of his identity to see the effect.
然后不管事情怎么样。
And regardless of what happens.
他就是一直在做下去。
He keeps continuing to pursue.
当我们的身份定位肯定了之后
When our identity is confirmed,
各位不管 是成功或者不管是失败
Regardless whether you are success, regardless whether of success or failure,
我们都不可能停在成功
None of us can remain in success.
我们也不会停在失败
Nor do we remain in failure forever.
这里生命是要一直不断地走下去的
Life goes on.
如果是成功的话
If in a state of success,
你要问你自己
you have to ask yourself,
接下来是什么
So what, for the next stage?
不可能就停在那边
You can't just stop there.
事情是继续走下去的
Things carry on.
你所面对的挑战是你能够维持这个成功吗
The challenges that you face may not be able to sustain you in this success
state. 或者是你能不能够把这个成功再带到一个更成功
Or could you bring this state of success to a next stage of success?
如果你是失败的话
On the other hand, if you fail,
你没有理由只是停在那里。
Not possible that you will remain in that state.
但是很可惜，我们看到很多人失败就再站不起来。
Unfortunately, we see a lot of people when they fail, they are unable to rise up again.
在这里，杨牧谷牧师讲过一句话。
Reverend 杨牧谷 yeah, said something.
他说，如果你失败一百次的话
，He said if you fail 100 times,
你还是要再做一百零一次。
You still need to do the 101 time.
那一百次的失败不是没有意义的。
The 100 times of failure is not without significance.
至少告诉你说，你现在知道有一百条方法或者一百种路，一百条路，一百种方法是行不通的。
At least you know that the past 100 ways of doing things was didn't work out.
你比人知道有一百种的这个做法是不行不通的。
At least you knew from other people that at least 100 ways didn't work out.
你要珍惜这样的一个成就。
You must cherish this accomplishment.
然后你再做一百零一次。
And do it the 101st time.
这样的一种心态。
And this kind of attitude.
如果当我们知道我们是谁的时候。
When we know who we really are.
而我们是由不是由这一个世界的什么来定义我们是谁。
And we did not allow anything on earth to define who we are.
是我们回到我们最根本的就是上帝。
It's because we return back to the fundamental which is to God.
我们知道我们是尊贵的。
Then we know that we are of glory.
但是呢我们来到这个世上活的时候。
But when we live on earth.
因为条件因为各种因素。
Because of the conditions, because of all kinds of reasons,
我们所做出来的
things that we do,
就有很多很多各种的这个现象
and can be many scenarios.
这些都是过程
All these are the process.
而这些都是我们要去面对
and all these are some things that we have to face.
而我们就去面对
and therefore let us face it.
然后我们就去做
and continue doing.
不管它是成功或者是失败
regardless whether it is successful or failing.
如果是成功
If it was successful,
你还是要想说下一步是什么
You need to ask yourself what is the next step
如果是失败
If it fail,
你还是不能够停在那里
You still cannot allow yourself to stop
但是如果你没有这个从神而来这样的一种先对你的定位
But if you do not have this perspective from God of who you are
你就让世界你在世界的表现定位你
Then you allow the world to define you according to how you have performed in the world.
你失去一种生命的一种的力量跟一种动力。
You lost a certain strength and motivation in life.
这种动力跟力量是不受成功失败影响的。
And this power and motivation is not affected by the world.
而这种动力呢，就是呢，我就是这样的一个身份，我就是呢这样子去活。
And this motivation says, "This is my identity, and this is how I will live."
这就是主耶稣，我是上帝的儿子。
This is what Jesus says, "I am the Son of God."
我就是来荣耀你。
I am here to glorify you.
我来表达你。
I'm here to review you.
我来交代你。
To teach or to show about you.
那我跟你，你跟我是不分开的。
You and I and you, we are inseparable.
如果每一天我们对我们自己的身份定位能够这样子的肯定。
If we could look at or we can identify ourselves from a definition like this.
除了你从神而来的这一种身份肯定可以这样肯定之外，
apart from God who can affirm you in this identity.
不管你这一次是失败，
regardless of whether you are failed this time,
或者是你这次是成功，
or successful this time,
你是上帝的儿子，这件事情是不受这些来影响。
The fact that you are a child of God will not influence or affect this relationship.
而你以这样的一个身份的肯定，
and if you affirm yourself in this identity,
去面对是成功也好，去失败也好，
and with this identity to face success or failure,
我们就是一直走下去，
and we keep going on.
而且我们也检讨我们自己，
and we will also evaluate ourselves and ask.
你说你整个过程都很尽责，
you said you have been responsible in all the stages of the process.
为什么没有果效？
How come it was not effective?
如果能够讲出一个理由跟找出一个原因出来，我们听。
If you could find a reason or a rationale for that, we will listen.
如果说我们要先知道我们达到什么果效，然后呢，我们好好按照这样的一个事情是对的，是有它的道理的，我们听。
If you say that we need to know clearly the results, the end results, and you say that the steps to approach that is evidence-based, then you say that we will listen.
我们听那一些，听我们怎么样可以去做到的。
And we will listen to those that we feel we know we are achievable.
而不管哪一样的一个方式，
regardless of what strategy,
它都不影响我们是上帝的儿女。
It doesn't affect our identity that we are the child of God.
因为我们不是要以这个来去对我们自己做我们是成功或者是失败。
Because we do not allow this to define whether we are successful or failure.
我们是上帝的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们能够把事情做得更好。
We could do things better.
但是当我们这个碰到做不出这个效果的时候，
But when we face problems that we couldn't produce the results,
我们很坦诚地来面对各种的意见跟各种的批评。
Let us be very open and be receptive for all the criticism.
这些意见跟这些批评不是在说，所以你不好，所以你不是上帝的儿子。
All these criticisms or feedback is not to tell you that therefore you are no good, therefore you are not the child of God.
你是上帝的儿子。
You are the child of God.
不是这些批评可以影响的。
This is something that none of these criticisms can affect you.
所以这些是说我作为上帝的儿子，我活出来的是不是可以更美、更好？更有效。
Rather is to ask ourselves, as a child of God, and knowing that I'm a child of God, can I live in a more beautiful and a better way?
所以批评也好。
So regardless of the criticisms,
我们好好的听。
Let's listen well.
要改的我们就改。
Things that we need to change, let us change it.
今天深呼吸了之后，明天就是一次新的一天。
We take a deep breath in today, and tomorrow is a new day again.
我们不需要在晚上的时候说，你们呢都不尊重我，我就是没有功劳也有苦劳，
so,
你们真的没良心啊！不需要去发这种情绪。
In the evening, as you rest on the bed, please do not whine about you guys do not understand me or appreciate me, blah blah blah.
因为我们是谁，我们的那个尊贵已经是在上帝的眼中。
Because who we are and our glorified status is already in the hands of God.
如果说我们说我们信上帝。
If we say that we believe in God,
我们还是在地上这么牵挂牵扯我们的个人得势，跟以别人对我们的这个赞赏或者什么来衡量我们自己。
And yet we are so concerned and so upset about things, the loss and the gains and what people say about us.
难怪主耶稣这个升天之前，
No wonder that when Jesus, before he ascended,
他这样为我们祷告。
No wonder that he prays for us like this.
我现在才越来越明白，为什么在这样一个关键的时刻，在这个他什么事都不说，他讲这些事。
Now I finally can understand why Jesus speak all these words at this very poignant moment.
原来这些是最根本的。
Because these are the most fundamental.
最后，他对我们才真正是最好的。
It is the best for us.
我说，我求你叫他们合为一。正如呢，我们合为一。
I say, I pray to you that they may be one, united, just as you and I are one.
我求你使他们呢是在世界，但他们知道他们不属这个世界。
I pray that you allow them to be in the world, but to know that they do not belong to the world.
然后这希望他们呢也像我一样分别为圣。我已经把道给他，道可以使他们分别为圣。
In order that they may sanctify themselves, just as I have sanctified.
就是说，如果我们愿意按神的价值观定位我们自己的话
，In other words, when we are willing to let God's value system to identify who we are,
我们今天在世上
，Then when we are on earth today,
我们能够更好的这个发挥，我们更好的能够面对各种的情况
，And we could do better in facing all kinds of problems that we have and to live out who we are.
尤其是最重要的是那种心态
，Especially the attitude.
我们不是因为人家批评了我们，我们就觉得不平，或者是觉得这个是人家赞赏我们，我们就觉得洋洋得意，或者是才觉得被肯定。我们不需要受这种来这个波动。
And we're not unnecessary or unduly influenced or moved by other people's criticisms or praises.
我们能够从神那里得来一种非常特殊的平安跟喜乐。
And from God, we can have acquired this very unique.Peace.
在十三节的耶稣说，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上做这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
And Jesus said in verse 13, he said, I'm coming to you now, but I said these things while I'm still on earth, that they may have the full measure of my joy.
这种因着我本来就是跟你在一起的。
Now this status of whether I am actually with you.
我本来就是与你一样的。
I am with you and like you.
这样的一个事情
，this fact，
不因地上任何什么会受影响的
，is not affected by anything on earth。
但是地上是我们要来活的
，but yet we need to live on earth。
因为我们被放在地上来活
，because we are put on earth to live。
我们就带着神的这样的一种肯定，跟带着神这样的一种平安跟喜乐。
And so let us live well on earth with this peace and this affirmation from God.
我们在地上就是好好的去活。
And on earth we live well.
而且我们还要跟人一起活。
And we live together with other people.
耶稣说叫他们能够合而为一。
Jesus said and allow them to be one.
合而为一不是说他们都一样。
To be one doesn't mean that they will be all the same.
他们仍旧可以是不一样。
They can be different.
但是他们可以互相的这个欣赏。
But they can appreciate each other.
他们可以互相的争吵。
They could have disagreements.
但是他们还是可以走在一起。
But they can still journey together.
这个只有重新回到上帝，肯定我们在神眼中的地位，我们才能够以这种心态来这样子面对。
We can only accomplish this when we have this attitude of that comes from God affirming our identity.
而耶稣已经给我们证明了。
And Jesus has already proven to us.
他像我们一样也走过这样的这个人生。
Like us, he has walked through the path of life.
你现在说他是失败的也可以。
You could say that he is a failure at this point.
你说他已经做了他所做的也对。
You can also say that he has accomplished what he has to do.
但是最后。
But ultimately,
他跟父，他是谁，是比什么都更重要的。
It is of more importance to him who he is with the Father.
如果他不是他这里所说的
，If he were not who he said he is，
前面的这一些说的做的
，Everything that he has said and done in the past，
也是会过去的
，will be futile。
但是因为他是跟父是同等的。
But precisely because he is of the same status as the Father.
他说这一切呢是永生。
He said all this is eternal life.
是有永恒的意义跟价值。
It has eternal significance and value.
不因为是他做什么。
not because of what he has done.
或者说不因为只是他做了什么。
Or not only because of what he has done.
也因为他同时他是谁。
But also because of who he is.
所以让我们知道我们已经是谁。
So let us be very sure who we are.
所以这个摩西在诗篇九十九篇结束的时候有一句很宝贵的话。
And so Moses, when he in Psalms 99,
他说我们手所做的工。
He said the works that we have done in our hands.
请你坚定我们所做的。
Please affirm the things that we have done.
他虽然前面讲了这个世界什么短暂什么什么什么，我们以为说太悲观，所以我们再次不要留恋世界。正如传统教会讲了，不要留恋世界，这样最重要是添加。我想这一种乱七八糟的神学呢，真的是乱七八糟。
So Moses had said earlier in the Psalms about all the things that he has accomplished, but he wasn't being pessimistic. Yeah.
请你注意，这个短暂的世界，耶稣还是来，而且还是来做事情。
This is a very transient world, but yet Jesus came to do something.
带了十二个门徒带到现在这种样子。
Led the 12 followers until this stage.
你说没有意义。
Did you say that it's of no meaning?
但是如果需要这样，就是这样。
But if it was to be like this, then so be it.
但是也不是呢，就是这样叫做有意义。
But nor is it to say that this becomes meaningful.
它还是要有效果。
It still requires certain results.
这里呢，它没有是需要是互相排斥跟对立的。
It does not need to oppose each other.
但是因为耶稣是谁的关系。
But because of who Jesus is.
在时空间里面所做的就显得完全不一样。
And so therefore in time and space it becomes radically different.
所以今天我们带着这样的一个特别的这样的一种的生命状态。
And so today we should, you know, take on this very unique, life perspective.
让我们回到世界。
And we enter the world.
但我们不属世界。
But we don't belong to the world.
但我们不逃避世界。
Nor do we run away from the world.
我们也不摒弃世界。
Nor do we, betray the world.
我们也不整天批评世界。
We do not criticize the world.
我们真的好好的在世界做事。
But yet in the world.We live well and we do well.
不管我们做的是怎么样，
regardless of the end result of what we do,
只要我们还能够再做，
as long as we can do the next step,
我们再做，
then we do it again.
不论是成功也好，
regardless of whether it failure or
success, 不论你认为是失败也好，
regardless of whether you think it is successful or failure,
我们不应该停在一个状况，
we do not stop at a certain stage.
我们走到完为止，
we finish and finish the journey well.
上帝是这样一位上帝。
And God is like that.
耶稣也是这样子走完一生。
And that's how Jesus finished his journey.
所以让我们呢回去跟他一起走。
So let us return back to Jesus and walk together with him.
如果你没有耶稣的话，
If you do not have Jesus,
如果你不回到这个根本的身份定位的话，
If you do not go back to this fundamental identity,
那你就把自己交给世界。
Then you have let yourself to the world.
让世界呢是让你服还是让你沉？
And allow the world to determine whether you are up or down.
那你自己想想。
And think about for yourself.
这样有意思吗？
Is this meaningful?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。我们就是因为离开了你，我们失去了自己的定位，我们失去了方向。我们也很不公平的在衡量我们自己跟彼此。求主你让我们得回这一个心，得回这个定位，来面对我们在世界当中起起落落、正正反反、错综复杂的情形。让我们不论如何，我们终究是你自己的爱子，而在地上以敬畏你、以为你而活，来做我们当做的、当改的、当改进的。我们求主你，就不叫我们停在任何一种状况，也不再对我们自己做不恰当的这样的一个评估，也让我们不受任何一种的困境来困扰我们。我们永远天天是靠主在你的面前来活，求天父。你坚定我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，求你坚定。祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们以感恩的心来奉献。